Doctors urge men over 50 to have a yearly blood test for prostate-specific antigen, or PSA. High or rising levels of PSA are warning signs for prostate cancer. But the test is not always accurate, so many men undergo a painful second test, a biopsy of the prostate. Professor Robert Getzenberg says there is just one problem.
Right now we're biopsying about 6 men to find one that has prostate cancer. And so what we want to do is limit our focus onto those that really do have the disease.
Besides false positives, PSA tests can also miss some cases of cancer. The standard PSA blood test measures a chemical produced in the prostate. The new test measures a chemical made only by cancer cells in the prostate. Professor Getzenberg and his research team found that the new test was at least 94% accurate. Larger clinical trials are planned that could make the new test available to the public in approximately a year and a half, something Jay Weiss would welcome.
I certainly did not look forward to the second biopsy, much less the third one.
Getzenberg said the test also can tell if the cancer is confined to the prostate or if it has spread. Melinda Smith, VOA News.